Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
7 out of 10 students in Orange County are eligible to receive free school meals. Now, some families may be relying on these meal benefits for the first time because of the pandemic. And joining us by phone to talk about that is Laura Gilbert from Orange County Public Schools. Laura, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, just to be clear, what is your official title?
I am the senior director for the Orange County Public Schools Food and Nutrition Program.
Ah, so we're talking to the right person about all of this. Tell us about the meal program.
You know, it's something that I'm hoping that all parents know about because it's one way that you can really help defray some grocery bills that, and right now USDA has just granted us permission that all students will receive meals at no charge. So it's pretty big news today that from now until December, we're operating on a program that will serve any child 18 and under. So it's not just school-age children, it's children 18 and under. And we have two ways that the students can get the meals. One, of course, if they're doing face-to-face and they're in school, all the meals are at no charge. And now on Mondays, we have a curbside meal pickup, so parents can go to any school. And the curbside meals start 30 minutes after the last bell at the school and continue for about 90 minutes. So if parents want to go to the nearest school or, say, for instance, they're working late, they can go to a middle school, and they're usually open till about 6.
Oh, great. So we're talking about breakfast and lunch?
Yes, and at all of our schools where they're in a high need income, say for instance 50% or more of the students are eligible for meal benefits, then we're also including supper. That list of those schools is on our FNS website.
Right, but you got to sign up for it, right? And there is a deadline.
Right, so the sign-up is not for the meals. The sign-up is for becoming eligible for free and reduced meals. And the reason, and it may not seem like you need to do that now, but the reason that we're really encouraging parents who've had an interruption in their income to apply is that once you fill it out, it's good for all year. And once you fill that out, then you become eligible for a lot of other things. So, for instance, there's a discounted Wi-Fi, utility bills. We've sent out several emails to parents that do qualify for free and reduced meals about grants that they can get from OUC. Then there's also college applications that are sometimes discounted when they're eligible. And summer camps. There's a free and a discounted fee for summer camps if you're eligible. So we really encourage parents, even though the meals are free right now, we really encourage them to fill out the application online.
All right. So how do we do that? How do we fill the application out?
So just go to the OCPS website and then click on the meals, and it'll take you right to the Food and Nutrition Services webpage. And it's right on the front of our webpage for applications. Just press on that, and it'll take you right to the form. And we ask that people fill them out online. If they're having problems, we welcome them to call us as well. So anytime that they have questions or concerns about the meals or the applications, they're welcome to call us.
I remember talking with Food and Nutrition last year or the year before. You know, for someone like me who was in school, in elementary school in the 70s and high school in the 80s, I remember school lunch being just this sort of blah thing, but it's a totally different experience now, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because we do spend a lot of time trying to find out what kids like. You know, we have USDA regulations that say they have to be healthy, but we firmly believe that if the kids don't like it, it's not healthy for them. So we do a lot of taste testing. So I can just give you a couple of ideas. One of the things that we have is wings. And you're probably going to ask, how on earth can you get wings on the menu when we offer nutrition? Well, I can tell you that they're very lean, and that the serving size is 4 to 6, depending on the age group that we're serving. But we have two flavors. Well, actually, we have three flavors. We have a honey barbecue, we have a jerk Rasta wings, and Mandarin wings. And let me tell you, those are going over great in the school. So, you know, we have another one that is a chicken leg, and we have the Mandarin chicken leg. And I was out at a school the other day, and kids who'd even brought their lunch were stopping, eating their lunch, and going through the line getting the chicken leg. It was so good.
Man, oh man, I remember my school lunch was just something that plopped into a tray.
Well, we hope we don't do that anymore. But basically what I would tell you is that if 80% of the kids like it, it's going to go on the menu. And so, you know, we are still going to serve things like the salads and the broccoli and things like that that, you know, maybe not all the kids like. But we have a new recipe for squash that is just to die for. So I know that the kids are going, it may take a little while for them to taste it, but after they taste it, I'm thinking 80% are going to like it.
Are the menus available online?
Yes. And so if you go on to our website, again, the OCPS website, and go to the Food and Nutrition Services Department, and there's a button for menus, you can look up the curbside menu or the meals in your particular school. Because we do give each school some flexibility to make sure that, you know, with their particular culture, they have some options that they can select.
Well, this is all well thought out, and you even thought about over the summer, too, haven't you?
Right. So, in the summertime, we're able to reach out to other community partners, and for right now, we can do that as well. So this is another thing that's kind of just happening today, is that we're pivoting back into our summer program because of the USDA flexibilities. And so, you know, if there is a community center or a church that is allowing students to come in and do their launchette and they're supervising for the parents, then they can also call the nearest school and get meals. So, you know, we're going to start reaching out and really trying to make sure that every student, you know, whether they're home alone or whether they're being supervised somewhere, has the ability to get a meal. So, we're pretty excited about this waiver and really going to move fast in trying to find out how we can help parents feed their kids during the day.
Now, for those people that think maybe this program is a little elaborate and maybe, you know, it's like a lot, studies have shown that if kids are eating or, you know, are fed properly, they have a better capacity to learn. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much documentation that says, and, you know, hungry children can't learn, and it just kind of makes sense. It's hard to concentrate for adults when we haven't eaten. So for children, if their stomach is growling, they're probably not going to be able to focus as much. So there's some definitive studies that says children who are well-fed can do cognitive functioning better. They can put ideas together better and form memories at a much higher rate and perform better on tests. So, you know, in this time of the pandemic, I would say this is the greatest way that we can help parents feed their children and also really try to give them an assortment of fruits and vegetables and, you know, things like that, that, you know what, it's hard to cook every single night for your kids. And so this is our way of saying, let us help you during this time.
And it's interesting because it also works as an incentive to make sure your kids are in school, right?
Well, absolutely. But, you know, if they're not, then we do have the curbside meals on Mondays. So, you know, either way, we want to help feed the kids. And actually, remember, it's not just students. It's any child 18 and under.
Ah, so that's even better. What I was getting at is like, you know, because, you know, if the kids don't want to go to school, it's like, well, here's an incentive. If you go to school, or even if it's virtual, you get fed.
Absolutely. So, you know, while we're definitely supporting the educational system with trying to give the kids a nutritious breakfast, lunch, and in some schools, supper.
Wow, supper. That's also important, especially for families that are struggling, right?
Oh, you know those kids come home starving, right? I mean, every parent has faced that of what's in the refrigerator and don't you have something good to eat? And so this is one way that we can help the parents again. The supper program is available if the students are on campus after school, or they can simply collect their supper and leave the school. So it's a grab and go, and it's also if the students are staying after school. So either way.
Let's get back to that application deadline. It's important because for every application you get submitted, it helps with Orange County Schools funding, right?
Absolutely. So the free and reduced eligibility application goes to help the district apply for grants, and then also the Title I funds, and all kinds of things benefit the district when it's a higher free and reduced percentage. So lots of things come our way when we can show that we have an economically disadvantaged school.
And the applications aren't difficult to fill out, right?
I hope so. And again, if anyone has any problems, they can just give our department a call and we'll be glad to walk them through that.
And of course, all the extra added benefits you were talking about, like the grants and the college application and the utility bills, I mean, that's worth the effort, right?
Right. And you know, one other thing I'll mention is that last summer when the state granted an extra, it's called the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer, families actually qualified for extra money on their EBT card. And some of them were mailed a new EBT card if they didn't have one, if they were qualified for free and reduced benefits. So, you know, a family could get anywhere from $200 to $600, depending on the number of children they had. And we hope that that will continue again. And that's one other good reason to sign up for the eligibility.
All right, we'll keep sending people to the website, but let's give the website out so we're very clear what it is.
It is www.ocps.net. And then all you need to do is to click on the picture that says curbside meals, and it will bring you to the Food and Nutrition Services Department webpage. And there you will see the applications listed, and you just click on that button. It'll take you right to the applications. Right. Or you click on the menus, and it'll take you to the menus.
So it's all there for you at OCPS.net, not .com, .net, OCPS.net. Just go right on there and you can see the menu. You can see all your options and all the benefits that you can get through this Food and Nutrition Services program. Well, Laura Gilbert, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you. And I hope that people will be just as excited as we are to announce our pivoting back into our summer program where all students, all children, 18 years and younger can get meals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.